Okay, Chizkuni, Parshas Vayeschanan. So the first Chizkuni, we're going to talk about this at the beginning in Pasuk Chavav, where Moshe is davening to Hashem to let him enter Israel. And then Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, Vayisaber Hashem bi lemanchem. Hashem got angry at me because of you. So what does it mean, because of you? So Rashi there says, because of, the whole story with the Mei Meriva, that Hashem got angry at them. And because of that, they couldn't get in. Listen to this Chizkuni. This is fascinating. He says, Hashem got mad at me because of you, meaning Hashem won't let me in because of you. What does that mean? The Chizkuni says, Hashem is saying to Moshe, if I let you in Teretz Yisrael because you davened, and the door Midbar doesn't go in, they stay dead in the Midbar, then the people are going to say, oh, Moshe decided to daven for himself, didn't bother davening for the people who died in the Midbar, and that's not good. So, won't look good. So, Moshe, you stay in Chutz Laretz with the Midbar, and then when Mashiach comes, or whatever, when we have Tchias HaMesim, and you'll go in and you'll lead them in, they'll all go in. Okay, that's fascinating. Chizkuni. Then we have, in Perek Dala Pasuk Beis, it says, do not add to the mitzvahs, and do not take away from the mitzvahs. So, there's also a very interesting Chizkuni here. He brings, don't add to the mitzvahs. What does it mean to add to the mitzvahs? I, Hashem, told you to go into Eretz Yisrael, and you added to the mitzvahs by adding miraglim, and see where that got you. And don't take away from the mitzvahs, where I, Hashem, told you after the chetah miraglim, don't go, and then some of you went, and then they all got killed. So don't add and don't take away. That's one pshat he brings. Second pshat is that this is a proof against those who say, how could the Rabbanan ever make up a mitzvah? You're not allowed to add to the Torah. It says, don't add to the mitzvahs and don't take away. So how could you have Chazal making the Rabbanans? Isn't that adding to the Torah? So the Chizkuni's answer is that every time you find this, don't add to the Torah and don't take it away, it's right next to Avodah Zarah. And it sounds like he's saying, therefore, don't add, as in don't add idols, don't take away from Yerushalayim, right? Because that's what it says, like here in Vayeschanan, so Sifil Sigreu from the mitzvahs of Hashem Elokechem, because Einecha Amros Asher Asa Hashem Beval Peor. What does Baal Peor have to do with anything? That's what he's saying. Don't add or take away, meaning don't add another god, another religion. And don't take away from what I commanded you, meaning to take away from Yerushalayim. And the same in the other places. It talks about Yerushalayim. So that's what it means. Don't add, but you can add mitzvos to, you can add rather drabbanans to be a siyag l'Torah. But what it's referring to here is not adding another religion or adding another idol or whatever, or taking away from the Yiras Hashem. Okay. Then we have in Pasuk Zion, it says, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo lakim krovim alav, ka Hashem alakinu b'chol kareinu alav. Who is like, we have such a close relationship with Hashem. Who's like Klal Yisrael that whenever we cry out to him, he listens to us. Chizkuni just says, b'chol ma'amatzei kriyaseinu, whenever we cry out with strength. That means whenever we seriously daven, seriously cry out, then Hashem listens to us, which is just interesting. Okay, then we have, this is an interesting stira he points out. It's about Maimon Har Sinai at the Asaras HaDeiros. So the pasuk says, "Vatikrivan vatam dun tachas zahar." You were by Har Sinai. Vahahar bo erba esh ad leif hashamayim. The mountain was on fire. Choshech anan va'arafel. Darkness, clouds, and I don't know, thick clouds, whatever. So the Chizkuni says, isn't that a stira? If the mountain's on fire, it ain't dark. What does it mean? It's dark. If the whole mountain's on fire, it ain't dark. So, as I understand his answer, they were both true, meaning Hashem was speaking from the fire, but there would be the choshech covering it because you couldn't look at Demus Kvodo, you couldn't look at Hashem. So when Hashem would speak from the fire, so there was a darkness covering it. Because you can't look at Hashem, I guess, when Hashem was on the fire, his Shekhinah was there, so then the Choshech would cover it. Okay. Then we have Hashem, or Moshe rather, talking to Klal Yisrael and saying, Kiselid banim ovnei banim, when you have kids and grandkids, v'noshantem ba'aretz, you'll be in the Eretz Yisrael a long time, and then v'shchatem asisim pesel tzvonos kol. So why is it when you have kids? So the Chizkuni says, because they didn't see the Makos. That's why Moshe was worried about the Banim and the Bnei Banim. In other words, they weren't in the Midbar they didn't, I shouldn't say the Makas, that generation basically died, but except for the women were still alive. But anyway, they didn't see the man fall in the Midbar, they didn't see the miracles, so then he was afraid they would be doing Avodah Zarah. Okay. And at the end there, in Pasuk Memhe, it says, Eila ha'idos v'hachukim. What are Eidos? So, you know, there's different translation about what that means, the Eidos versus Chukim. But the Chizkuni says Eidos are Hasraos, the warnings of, you know, to keep the mitzvahs. That's what Eidos are, like testimony that bad things will happen if you don't keep the Torah. Okay, now we have a really cool Chizkuni. I mean, they're all great, but this is, in the Aseres HaDibros, in the Pasuk about Shomeros Yom HaShabbos HaKacho. So we all know that in the Dibros Rishonos, it said Zachoros Yom HaShabbos HaKacho, but it's more than that. It's not just that here it says Shomer, and there it said Zachor. There's a couple things. It also says, that the, Lo Saseh Kom Lecha Atamid Chidacha Abdecha V'Amascha, that your slaves won't do Melacha V'Zacharta Ki Eved HaYisav Eretz Mitzrayim. Remember, that you were an Eved in Eretz Mitzrayim. And Hashem took you out, B'yadach HaKavetz Ronat Yalke, and Tivcha Hashem L'kecha L'asas Yom HaShabbos. So you have this whole speech about, because why should your Eved not work? Because you'll remember that you were an Eved in Mitzrayim. So it changes the Zachar and the Shomer, and it changes the Eved thing. Okay, so there's a lot of great Chizkunis on this. So he says that in the first time the Torah was given to them, it said Lashon Zachar, but here it says in the Lashon of Shomer, because it wasn't new. Sounds like Zachar. Okay, this part is not so good. It sounds like Zachar is when it's, remember what I just told you in Mara, I guess, or know what I just told you in Mara, but here when it was Chazara 40 years later, it was be careful what I told you before. Okay, that's a Pashup shot. Then we have the other shot in Shomer is Va'aviv Shamar Sadavar. That means, look out for it. Meaning the whole week, not just Shabbos. Shamor Shoma Shabbos Akacho means keep it in your heart to look out for it. That means when Shabbos comes, be watching for Shabbos to come. As he says, like the Chazal tell us that before Shabbos, Rabbi Yane would be besatif and say, Boi Kala, Boi Kala. It says to be Shomer Yom HaShabbos, to be watch out for it to come. You mekabel it early, maybe. I don't know, but you're watching out for it and you're mekabel it. Watch out for it. Okay, and then he says, Zachar Nemar Leyorde Hayam, this must be a Chazal he's quoting, Shomer Leyoshve Yabosha. Is that fascinating? Zachar is for people at sea, Shomer is for people on land. What is that supposed to mean? It sounds like he's saying that for people who are on land, they're actually keeping Shabbos. They're called Shomer Shabbos. They're Shomer. The people in the sea, not much they could do at sea. Them, it's a Zachar, like, remember Shabbos. Meaning, this is my interpretation, I believe. I think this is what others are saying too. I'm not sure. It sounds like this is what he's saying to me. That when you're at sea, you're going to be being Michal Shabbos on some level. There's a whole discussion in Halacha where you could go out to sea. When you could go out to sea, 3 days before Shabbos. Now, if you're going to put yourself, we're going to be Michal Shabbos. The people in the sea, they're remembering Shabbos. Like remembering what Shabbos was. Remembering when they'll keep Shabbos, Shomer, people are Shomer Shabbos, people on land. But when you're at sea, and you can't be Makabel Shabbos, can't be Shomer Shabbos, you could be Zohar Yom Shabbos. You have to at least, even if you're not keeping it, remember it. That's what it sounds like he's saying to me. Okay. Now the thing about being an Eved. So this is cool. So why didn't he say that the first time? So the Chizkuni says, because the first time, they had just left Egypt, and they had just been slaves. And that was too much in their face. Meaning you're going to have your, why are you having this, I'm putting in my words obviously, why are you going to have your slaves rest on Shabbos? Because when you'll see your slaves rest on Shabbos, you'll remember, oh, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim to keep his Torah. So I'm going to, just like my slave is resting on the seventh day, I'm going to rest on the seventh day. Reminds you that Hashem took you out of being slaves. But when they had just left Mitzrayim, that was too much to say to them. We couldn't remind them, oh, because Hashem took you, you used to be slaves, and your slaves will be free because you used to be slaves. They really were, they had just gotten free 10 seconds ago. Here it's 40 years later, and it's their kids. The kids probably didn't feel like slaves. They were born into freedom. So for them, you could say, remember, you used to be slaves. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll see that. I remember, I used to be slaves. They themselves were not slaves. So for them, you could say, you remember that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim when you see your slave left. The group that had just left Mitzrayim, they didn't. Anyway, that's what he says. It was too much. In his words, shelo ratzel haskiris genusam besimchasam. He didn't want to mention that whole thing about slaves when they were all being happy. It was too personal, too upsetting, I guess, you know, at that time. Okay, then we have also the words laman yitav lecha. That's also actually, that was not in the Dibros Rishonos. That's, he says, to add the letter Tess, which you mentioned, I think, last time, to add the letter Tess for Tov, because the Aseres Dibros has all the letters of the alphabet. The first Dibros were missing only one letter Tess, so here Moshe added it, so you'd have the whole alphabet. Okay, then it also says, don't be a false slave, Eid Shav. That's even an Eidus Bechinam, he says. It's interesting, even, meaning to say, even if you're going to say something that has no point, you're going to say, yeah, I saw Reuben kill Shimon, but nobody warned him. So that's almost a pointless edus. Even that, don't say false testimony. One other thing that's different is the order by jealousy. It says, in the Relichos Rishonos, it said, first it talked about a bias, don't be jealous of your friend's house, his wife, Eved v'amah, Hishor v'chamor, and here we have the wife first before the house. So it was Hashem was saying it in the way of Chachma. First a person should worry about their house, then they got getting married, meaning they have to first set themselves up with a house and whatever they need, and then they can get married. Whereas in Parshas Vayeschan, it's Moshe talking about the way the Bachrim think, which is first you got to get married, then you worry about other stuff. So when it comes to jealousy. So being homemade things, so anyway, Hashem said it in the right way, which was house, then wife, then other stuff. Okay. Okay, then we have Shema. So, it says, love God with all your heart. What's b'chol levavacha? We know, with all your heart, with your 2 year Torahs, like Rashi says. What's b'chol me'odacha? Now here you know, I don't know if anybody ever heard this pshat. What's b'chol me'odacha? With all your ma'od. I'll read you his lashon. Ma'od, lashon ma'od, ma'od ma'od, si limcha v'nafshcha le'avo, so, meaning, that which I told you to love Hashem with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your ma'od, meaning, with ma'od, with everything you got, love Hashem with all your heart and with all your soul. It's going back on with all, on the two words before. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your very muchness. With all your ma'od, put your heart to love Hashem. Okay. Then we have that pasuk that we read at the Haggadah, that the son says, what are these laws, Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem, which we say is the Chacham talking. So now, well, it's a famous question a lot of people like to ask. What do you mean? It says, by the Rosh, Maha Avodah Zos Lachem, Lachem Below Low, right? What's this Avodah for you? So the Chacham also said, Eschem, he didn't say me. He said, what's this Avodah that God commanded you? So the simple answer is, one says Lachem, and one says Eschem. Lachem means for you and not for me. Eschem can mean, you know, you, but me, I have to keep it too. And the Cheskuni just says the difference is the Hashem Elokeinu. The Rasha doesn't say Hashem Elokeinu. The Chacham says, Sher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu. So he's being Mekabel Olam HaShemayim, that's how you know it's the Chacham. And then we have in Pasuk Chav Dalet, it says that you should keep the mitzvos, Latov Lanu Kal Hayamim. So the Cheskuni says this is an open reference to Olam Haba. That's the Tov Lano Kalayamim, all the days mean, that has to mean, Chay Olam Haba. So he says, and that's the response to anyone who says, how come the Torah never mentions Olam Haba, and it just says things about this world? Here it is. This is the place where it mentioned Olam Haba. That's the Tov Lano Kalayamim. He says, clear, talking about Olam Haba, so here's the response of why, you see it does refer to Olam Haba. But, in general, why does it not? Because not everybody appreciates it. The Torah's not just written for people who are spiritual. So it's written for even, meaning it's not written for you just great tzaddikim, or it's written for, he says, l'kol ha'noshim, noshim, v'taf, kids, adam, everybody. Not everybody's going to be appreciating the concept of Olam Haba, so therefore it tells them things in this world that they'll also get that. So that's a davar shava l'chol nefesh that everyone can appreciate. Then it says that Hashem will do good to those who follow him, even the Aleph Dor. As it says, and this is in Pasuk Tes, at the end, Shomer Bisva Chesed Le'ahava V'Lashom Mitzvosev Le'Aleph Dor. Hashem keeps it for 1,000 generations. So he says, so a person might think to themselves, if I got it set, because my great-great-grandpapa did something good, So why do I need to do anything? I don't need to work. Hashem has to keep his promise. Hashem said he's going to do good to the person who did good, so I don't need to do anything. So the Chizkun is saying that's why it says Lalov Tor, meaning Hashem can choose which generation he wants to do good to. I mean, if the great-great-grandfather did good, so Hashem wants to do good to his offspring, but Hashem can wait till the right offspring comes, you know, up till Elof Dor, which means, I guess, basically a lot. He can wait forever until he finds a Dor Kasher to be Mekayim, the Bris and Chesed with them, and Hashem can wait till he finds the right offspring from this kid to be Mekayim, his Bris and Chesed. Okay, stop here.